Get rich or die trying.
Get rich.
That's just the bottom line. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. Rich or die trying, so you know I'm about to chase the paper. Can't do it later, so I gotta do it now. That's I gotta do it now. Chillin' with all my dogs, yeah, you niggas peep the hound. And I'm on that Wolfberry. That's what Carter for you don't know. That's what Carter for those don't know. And if I got that Ciroc, it's that mango. Yeah, you know I'm on that mango, but fuck that. Back to this cash, back to this cash. I need a business, and I need this shit fat. Bread up, nigga, if you owe a
nap.
That'll get your ass beat down a fucking clap. I don't know you, so why your hand out? I don't know you, so why your hand out? I don't owe you, so put your hand down before you be up in this bitch. Yeah, man down. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. Get rich or die trying. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. Get rich or die trying. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty. Platinum in that white gold.
Yeah.
Around my neck and on my wrist. On my wrist. That's a bracelet, that's my razor, yeah. They tell you where it's from. Okay, reveal that shit. But you know I got an AP. Yeah, you know I got an AP. Yeah, I'm feeling real saucy. Yeah, I'm feeling real wavy. And I really gotta do my thing. And your bitch over here with her mood swings. She's mad at you. So she want new dudes. And she's with the fellas.
Yeah.
And she with the crew.
You know she
why she with us for? Cause we lit as fuck.
Yeah.
And we getting money.
Yep.
We gon' live it up. Get rich or die trying, and you niggas know it.
Niggas know
get rich or die trying, and we'll never show
we'll
it.
Buy
that shit from 50.
Yeah.
We can't share this cash. Fuck you, fuck niggas.
Niggas
you ain't getting that. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. Get rich or die trying, get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty,
we litty,
we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty,
we litty,
we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty,
we litty,
we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. Get rich or die trying, get rich or die trying, and I'ma die trying. Then I'ma spin that shit, cause I can't take it with me, no. That's I'ma spin that shit, cause I just can't take it with me, so. We litty, we litty. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. We litty, we litty, we litty, yeah. Get rich or die trying. That's just the bottom line.
Welcome to the PVO show. It is your man DLP the Prince. We got another little episode we're gonna go ahead and put together here for you guys. Yesterday we were on the Twitch channel, and I do want to kind of balance out some things using that channel. Sometimes we're gonna do a live episode, obviously a live podcast episode that we're going to do sometimes on Twitch. Sometimes I've done them while recording. And sometimes that can get in the way because I'll have people that'll come in and they'll, you know, do their usual exchange and stuff like that. So it doesn't hit well for everybody on the podcast. So I just want my listeners that, you know, if they do listen, for you guys to just know there is a Twitch channel, and sometimes we'll have a live podcast episode pretty much on there. So I just want you guys to know you can check that out by going to twitch.tv/DLP Prince Nerd Rage. And the way we spell Nerd Rage is NERDRRAGE. So make sure y'all write that down and make sure y'all go to the channel, give it a follow, and just, you know, saying, and just wait until, just wait till we go live and, you know, get that, you know, hopefully you guys get that notification, because sometimes Twitch has been a little buggy with notifying people when they do so, when they do follow a channel or subscribe, and sometimes they don't get a notification, but like, hopefully you guys do see when I'm on. The schedule that I tried to create and tried to follow was 11 p.m. Pretty much every day after, a little bit after I get off of work. But sometimes it's rough to be able to do all of that. It's rough. And I know people do like a schedule. So we will work on trying to come up with something consistent. But a lot of times, usually with my creativity and just the way my mind works, sometimes I want to just randomly just go ahead and just put something together, and sometimes it doesn't flow well. That's why usually a lot of these episodes have to do by myself, because I can't just tell my buddies, hey, let's do a podcast, and they got to figure things out. You guys can hear the puppies in the back. But today, I guess today's episode, really, let's touch base really on something important, ourselves. Today's episode is going to be pointing the finger at me. That's all of us that have pretty much learned that, we're all human. We make mistakes. We're going to make some really big mistakes sometimes, guys. Maturity is really a huge sign of growth. When you are able to take a second and assess a situation and go, I fucked up. That is a rare moment. It's a rare moment because most people, when you do something really stupid, you're going to look to like, see who the hell can I point the blame at so it's really not on me. And that happens a lot. But when you fully, see yourself, changing and growing mentally, there's some things that you see, that are drastic changes. Like when you make that mistake, when you really fuck up, no one else's name comes into question. No one else's name pops up. You already knew exactly who the person was that fucked up in the first place. You already knew that. And you point the finger at yourself and you go ahead and blame yourself. You go ahead and call yourself out on your bullshit. It is an absolutely huge sign of growth, because you don't see, I want you guys to take the next week, the next day or two, and like observe people, observe your family member, observe your child, observe your spouse. If they make a mistake, see who they blame. I don't want you to attack them or anything like that. I just want you to like, just observe. We're all different. We're all human. Like, in saying all of this, I'm not saying that, for some of us that have gotten our shit together, and we're actually, you know, more mature than you guys. You guys are children. You guys are babies. There's no name calling here. It's just when you reach that, you know, saying that version of mentality, that level of mentality, you just, you see things different and you can go ahead and point the finger at yourself. You can start calling out the person who really made a huge mistake. Who's the real reason why you didn't get that job? You're able to point the finger at yourself and say, you know what? I walked into that, you know, into that interview pompous. Or you could, you know, saying you could, hey, you could completely flip the script and be like, look, I went into that interview and I was lazy as hell. My responses, you know, saying were slow. A lot of them also were just running sentences that didn't go anywhere. The person was highly confused at, like, you know, my intelligence. Like, if you're able really to just call out your bullshit, it's just things you know, it shows that you see things different. You know, saying you obviously have learned, you know, because you're not going to, you know, saying we're not going to learn anything, you know, by still just, you know, be a grown ass adult, still blaming somebody else for all of our problems, you know, especially when in fact we're the reason for that issue. You know, whatever it is that's going on in our life that you definitely can pinpoint and point at yourself. You know, I can't use, I'll give you guys a truth. I can no longer, as a 34-year-old man, I can no longer blame my parents for me not getting a license. At 18 to right now at 34, that's on me. That's really on me. I don't have a, you know what I'm saying, I don't have a license for a car. You know, doesn't mean I'm driving, I'm not driving. But I'm 34. I can't, like, when someone asks, hey, how the hell you don't have your license? I cannot continue as I keep on getting older and still haven't went and gotten a license, didn't pay to go take the class, all of this. I still can't put all of that on my parents for, yes, for whatever reason that it was. They said, you know, I didn't take a huge interest in driving when I was young. But they kind of rolled with that and didn't necessarily pursue for me to go take the driving course. Now, when I was younger, yeah, I could, you know, saying everybody should understand why I felt like I should, you know, be able to blame, you know, my parents. But like, all right, I'm 34 now. I no longer can put this on them. You know, I've been working. You know, I've been working and having a job, you know, and I've been buying things since. So it's on me. Every single time that I've literally went out and paid for something for myself, not my bills. I'm not going to say my bills or my utilities and stuff like that. Like, that's, you know, those are all, you know, you're supposed to, you know, pay your rent, pay your mortgage, pay your, you know, saying to pay your utility bills and stuff like that. Those are all things that have to be, you know, saying have to be paid for. I'm talking about, you know, so I'm a, you know, saying, I, you know, I'm a geek. All my tech, the PC, you know what I mean? All the stuff. I went out, you know, saying I worked and I bought those things. But did I go and go get my license and go get the, go get my permit, go take the class and do all of that? No. So like, it's on me. And that's literally what the title of this episode is, you know, pointing the finger at me. This is all of us acknowledging that once we've hit, you know, saying a level of maturity, we really do understand that, man, a lot of my problems can all be pinpointed to this person, me. You gotta be able to point the finger at you guys, you know, saying it yourself. You have to. I see this in, you know, my daughter, you know, just little things, you know, little things. I lost my air bar or something like that. Well, where is it? Well, somebody help me find it. You know, like, it's not on everybody else here, sweetie. You did that. And I mean, this goes out to a lot of people out there. You do any, saying anything, and you know who that person was that didn't proofread, that didn't double, do the double check, do the double work, to make sure, or, something. You put something somewhere, mislocated it, something stupid. You know who it's pin, you know who you can point the finger at. But the question is, are you? This is why I watch a lot of people, and I watch them, do things, and I see, all right, so what are they going to do? Are they going to take responsibility and say, like, yo, that's on me? And it's sad as an adult when I see other adults, I see them pointing that finger at somebody else just to, kind of make their problems go away. And it's like, that's not going to help. That's not how that works. That's really not how that works. Like, you didn't make it better right now. You didn't fix things. You really didn't fix anything. I was like, you got to sleep tonight knowing this was on you. And just to get out of it, he was like, hey, it's that person's fault. Like, I hope you sleep better tonight. I was like, I hope you sleep better tonight being a whole ass adult pointing a finger at other people instead of yourself, especially for your problems that you cause. Because those are the situations I'm really talking about. Like, I'm not really saying, if you misplace your keys or something really small. Like, the small things do add up, but I'm talking about your big picture. You really screwed up. And instead of acknowledging yourself and saying, yo, I cannot believe I did this. Like, you rarely see some people really do this, man. When you start paying attention, listen to how quick somebody will be like, man, if somebody hadn't have done this, like, how the hell did somebody else cause you to misplace something that involved your vehicle? You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about something big. And, like, under no circumstances should it really be someone else's fault. Like, everybody else knows, all right, let's see if they're going to do it. And they literally will call out somebody else as well. Sometimes I feel like I definitely got hit with an old bug when I was little. Because when I got out of high school and finally got consistently to working, I always just hung back and hung out with a lot of the old people. You know what I mean? Like the old heads, all the wise guys, man. These guys got some wisdom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking to dudes that's got a house and shit. You know what I mean? They got a house, they got a wife, they got kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pick up, like, what I need to know. What I need to do to, so that I can at some point get there. I always just did that. I always attached myself to people like that, that just, that had that wisdom. And now that I'm getting older, I'm still trying to get myself in that position so that, like, when I got the young guys around me, cause, like, I'm not young anymore. Like, it's like the old heads will still say, like, oh man, you still a young buck, but I was like, I wish. Like, I really wish I was still a regular, just young buck. Like, I don't have an issue with that. Like, you know, youth gives me time. You know, this is why people fight to look, you know what I'm saying? But they forget. And I know this is a little off topic, but like when it comes to beauty and age and, like, you know, youth, the things that people fight for and kill for, people will actually mistake illusion as an, you know, saying they will mistake that sometimes for the real thing itself. See, you want to look younger. Some people out there, you know, saying they push to actually, like, you know, look younger. As the older that they get, they see the wrinkles, they see the changes in their body, and they just want to look like they're still their, you know, their young selves. But man, do we forget? Looks ain't shit. I would so rather go ahead and continue looking old and however myself has aged, as long as on the inside I have that internal youth where I still have vigor, I still have an active go about myself, you know what I mean? Like, I have a buddy of mine that's in his 60s that's, you know, saying reaching 70, and he's on the go. And that's on the regular. He is on the go. Not, you know, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to do anything, I just want to sit around. He is always doing something. So I know my man's is always, he is always going to be on the move, on the prowl, doing something. And that's good for him. Because, like, that, you know, that's something that he always has. That's an internal youth that just some people just don't even understand. And again, I said that, I know that was off topic, but it's okay. I should get my thoughts together. I actually forgot. Well, I should write, but I have writer's block. Clean up my bowl. Oh. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I know people get really upset, you know, about opinions and stuff, but just plastic surgery is just, it's stupid. If it doesn't help you, you know, if it's not actually helping you for something that, you know, really needs help with, It's just unnecessary. It's because people can overdo things, and a lot of us humans have actually been showing each other that that's our problem. Like, we overconsume and we can really overdo it. And, you know, I feel sad that there's a person out there that's literally out there pushing so much for youth that they're, you know, they're chopping their body parts away, you know, just so that they can kind of sort of have a molded look. And this so-called look that they get, you can tell is not them. Sometimes you can tell, like, they've had touch-up work, and you can tell that they've been trying to hold on to a version of youth or something. And you're like, that look that you're going for, it's not working. Not to mention, now your bones is fragile. You know, you're getting older. You've only been working on what you look like on the outside. Hell, sometimes just with their face. You know, maybe breast augmentation and stuff like that. Some guys, I don't really see too many plastic surgery chest work necessarily for males, but like definitely, you know, females that are trying to keep that youth always, you know, breasts get done. I don't know about that. I am very thankful that I'm a male, because after seeing what happens to a woman's areolas when she gets a reduction. Oh, wow. You telling me it's 2021 and we still haven't found a way to like not ruin a woman's areolas? Like, I'm being very serious about this. Like, I didn't know. You know, I was asking my fiance about it because she was talking about it, and she knows some people that have done it, have gotten it done. And I said, does it really mess? Like, do you really lose your areolas and all of that? And they're like, no, like, it's still there. It's just that they had to go through that area. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, oh, no. If they're going to do work on you to do a reduction, you telling me we can't find a different way so that we don't butcher a female's parts? Like, I'm so sorry, y'all. Like, I truly am sorry. Like, I'm going to have some guys, and we're going to do a real discussion so that you can like really like hear just some guys genuinely talking about really some truth, as far as like, you know, there's some things that we are extremely fortunate as males, as a man, things I don't have to deal with. But, you know, I am so sorry for like finding certain things out at a certain time, not knowing about the pink tax. That's a huge one. I want to have a discussion about, you know, how fucking lucky am I as a man that there's not all of these like weird requirements for me, as far as to, you know, hygiene, you know, personal hygiene on a monthly basis. Like, I am extremely fortunate, guys. Like, that's something I acknowledge, ladies. I'm extremely fortunate. And I did not know, you know, until I was made aware. A lot of females were, you know, on a monthly basis, you know, paying for, you know, tampons or pads, you know, wash and rinse, whatever, you know, saying all the different like hygienal products just for that, you know, for that time of the month that comes all the time for all females all around the world. And it's, you know, I have a fair understanding now that just is crazy. That's not okay. We need to fix that. Like, why is women not able to use insurance? Or why is that just not fucking covered? I mean, it's really a human necessity. But yeah, I want to have some discussion with guys and not necessarily have like sessions where we're insensitive to topics. It's basically like, you know, shut up and listen. And like, now we're, you know, like, we're kind of like listening to, you know, a lot of the things that women have just pretty much had to go through all the time, constantly. And it's some things that we don't ever have to go through. I acknowledge to a lot of, you know, saying to a lot of men, especially in my bubble, that like, how fortunate is it that if I walk down an alley or something like that, I'm not necessarily looking over my shoulder too fucking much, but there's certain females, they don't have to even make it to a fucking dark alley or back doorway and area or something like that. Just a basic walk from their car to their fucking house. They could be risking it all. It's you know, saying to acknowledge that, you know, saying we do need to be the force that changes some things, you know, and fix some things, you know, because like, what type of fucking boys are we raising out here? And this is why there's an old episode I made this season, pretty much about it can all be traced back to us, man. If we get on our shit and get our shit together, you can see changes. Because it can all be placed, that blame can all be placed on us. And that's why it's a certain level of growth out here that some of us have. That when you're able to point the finger at me, you're finally able to do that. You're saying you're starting to learn something. That's actually still just the beginning. All right, guys. Until the next time, you know, saying we have another episode, please, if you don't mind, make sure that you guys share and tell your friends, tell your family. Let them know about the show. Let them know we got a lot more coming. Let them know about the Twitch channel. Don't forget, twitch.tv, DLP, DA, Prince, Nerd Rage. And you guys know the way we spell Nerd Rage here. NERDRRAGE. Please, if you don't mind, make sure y'all go to the Twitch channel. Give our channel a follow. Go ahead and check out some of the old episodes that are on there as well. Yesterday, again, we went live and did a live podcast on Twitch. So we was on for like, I think about 4 hours. So if you want to catch up on some old live episodes there, definitely go to the channel and check them out. Also, don't forget here on the podcast as well, check out our old episodes, get all caught up. Please, if you don't mind having a good laugh, somebody, you know, near and dear to my fiance's heart, her father, pops had passed away. So, I was very fortunate to have, you know, still have his voice recorded. And we were able to make the episode. So y'all make sure y'all play back that episode of Story Time with Dad. It's always a really good listen. Man, was he funny, and he was a really good storyteller. So until next time, hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Don't forget to share. It's the PBL show with DLP the Prince.
Yeah, smoke 2K
in the shed for a checking out.
Let's go, exo. Got my mind on this paper. Please don't make me catch a caper. You ain't trying to get that shit up. Bang bang, see you later. It's more than life you can die for. Sure you want it to be paper. All over dead presidents. How you saying to your maker? Cut the youngin' in my teen years. Young boy been a taker. I just gotta keep it real, cause I never been a faker. Chase money like a bank. Tell the white folks we my neighbors. Gotta get rich as you can. Ain't guaranteed to be later. My mind. It's on this money, yeah, I gotta get this cash. 9 to 5 or a trap. I'ma fucking make it hack. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a check. And doing this shit with finesse. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check.
just tryna get at a check, and doing this shit with finesse. Just tryna get at a bag, just tryna get at a bag, just tryna get at a bag. It's gon' get this shit be my swag. Yeah. No, I gotta get this dough, man. You rather stay broke, that's a Joe plan. Depend on someone, you a whole damn. How dare you call yourself a grown man? I'm the type of nigga stand alone, man. Cause niggas that turn on their own man. Set you up and that ain't even for a bag. Cause they jealous and couldn't even match your swag. I got too much sauce for these fuck niggas. I done bossed up and said fuck niggas. You a op homie, can't fuck with you. That little role you playing just don't fit you. Shoot who, nigga? You ain't no hitter. You a lame nigga, no real killer. Kill all that noise with that little couple hundred. Fuck a couple hundred, they ain't real skrilla. Just tryna get at a check. This fucker, you no disrespect. And doing this shit with finesse. I blow down the child nothing less. To get ahead, get a check. Smoking 2K, that's the best. On your head, that's a check. G and Lotto, we the bless. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. And doing this shit with finesse. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Let's go get this shit, be my swag. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. And doing this shit with finesse. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Let's go get this shit, be my swag.
Yeah, I get the tag of my hand. Yeah, you get the snack of your hand. Yeah, you like the 5 milligrams. Yeah, feed us a feed in your pants. You be so tiny, you mad. Yeah, dang it, these checks, I be stacking them up. Big spot on my checks and I'm feeding, we eating. I'm grabbing on grubs, so water on water ain't wet. Wet, stacking checks on the check, comma did that. Spending it all on the crib in the neck. All of my yeses, they get in the line. All of my yeses, they got on the line. Signing you niggas, I do not have time. All of my kids, they be white on the line. Stop to the check and deposit all night.
Just trying to get at a check. Just trying to get at a check. Just trying to get at a check. And doing this shit with finesse. Just trying to get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Let's go get this shit, be my swag. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. Just tryna get at a check. And doing this shit with finesse. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Just tryna get at a bag. Let's go get this shit, be my swag.